You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition. As always, joined by Adam McKelvey, I believe the mayor of Maryville, they're calling him these days. How you doing, Adam?
I don't know if that's a title I want, so I'm ready for the regular season.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're the mayor of Maryville, you always have some stadium issues to negotiate. So, you know, you're a guy with time on your hands, so why not?
Well, the owner was there this week, and this topic came up again, and it's something the Brewers are looking at. They would love to be in a better location. But, again, this problem, Phil, and you know this, Maryville's great once you're there. When you're inside the gates, it's a beautiful place. They have their own run of the place. They want a little more clubhouse room, a little more office area. But, I mean, the field itself is terrific. So that's kind of the dilemma they face. Is it worth trying to go out and find a different facility when the one they've got, from a practical standpoint, is pretty usable?
Yep, absolutely. They have the beautiful omelets, though, that get cooked in that clubhouse. That caught my eye earlier this spring.
You know, who ate those omelets is Hank the dog ate those omelets last year. That's how he got all big and quote unquote fluffy.
Oh, okay. Good. That's a good taste tester. Now on to the actual Brewers squad. The biggest move in the last week since we've talked to you is the Ron Rennecke extension for 2016, taking away the lame duck status. But that kind of puts the spotlight on Doug Melvin, who is a lame duck. I'm not sure why that should be less of an issue for the GM to be in that boat than the manager. What do you make of Doug Melvin's situation? How much under the gun do you see him being with this 2015 team?
Well, Doug addressed this, Phil, and he says it just is not as important for him to have the same sort of security for two reasons. Number one, it's different as a general manager than a manager in terms of the impact that this has inside the clubhouse. It can be an issue, a distraction for a team if the manager doesn't have any security, if he's a lame duck, and the Brewers wanted to eliminate that as an issue, so they did. The other thing is Doug Melvin says, just look at our careers. We're in different places. Ron Rennecke is entering his fifth year as a big league manager. Doug Melvin has 20-plus years as a GM, and he's just secure enough, he said, that it doesn't bother him. He doesn't worry about it. It made me wonder whether he's nearing the end of the line. He'll be 63 this year. He's done this a long time, a lot of pressures. And he indicated that he still loves the job. He loves the challenges that running a small market team presents. He still loves baseball, which is fundamentally the most important thing. And he indicated, at least in our little chat, that he wants to keep doing this. So I think that's one thing that we can kind of take off the table. And I'm guessing eventually the Brewers will address this and just take this issue off the table as well. But Doug Melvin made it very clear that he's not worried about it.
Hey, speaking of Doug Melvin, looking at his legacy, I mean, here's a great baseball man that was front office guy for the George Steinbrenner Yankees, survived that, went to the Texas Rangers, really did some good franchise building there, and has had a long, successful run with the Brewers. How would you categorize Doug's legacy with the Brewers? How much credit does he get for these playoff teams and 3 million attendance teams that the Brewers have had in the recent past?
I mean, I hope he gets credit, Phil. They haven't won a World Series, and there's a segment of the fan base that isn't going to be satisfied until you do that. But, you know, oftentimes when a GM takes over a team that's down, and remember, when Doug took over this team, they were on their way to 106 losses in 2002, worst season in franchise history. They talk about changing the culture, wanting to create a winning culture. And that's what he did, to the point where when they have a down year, like last season where they collapsed late, it hurts these fans a lot more than it would have a decade ago, a lot more than it would have pre-Doug Melvin, because they've raised the expectation level to the point where they expect to get to the postseason every year into winning the postseason. And that's a change from where this franchise was at before he came in. And I think he does deserve some credit for it. The owner, Mark Adnacio, came in after Doug Melvin, kept him on board, and they've developed since then a level of trust where I think they have a – my understanding of their working relationship is that it's really strong. And, you know, I think, again, I just feel like Doug Melvin deserves a lot of credit for taking a franchise that was a perennial loser and turning them into at least a team where the expectation is there to compete.
Well, he'll always have that CC Sabathia trade that seemingly came out of nowhere and certainly made some big moves.
He's probably more on the conservative end, Phil. If you were to rank the GMs from aggressive to conservative, he probably falls more on the conservative side. But there are some deals that really run against that, and CC is one. Zach Greinke was an all-in move. At that same offseason, they traded for Sean Markham. That combination of deals got them within two wins of the World Series. I mean, he's made some very aggressive all-in type moves, and it's cost them in terms of prospects, and it's cost them in terms of the rankings of their farm system. But it's also gotten them some wins. The 2008 postseason appearance snapped 26 years without making an appearance in the playoffs. And that was a big deal for this franchise, obviously. So he's the other thing I think he'll be remembered of, and Phil, this is you'll know because of your dealings with him, is he's one of baseball's great people persons. And Doug has said that his favorite thing about baseball is the people. And I think he'll be remembered for that. He treats people right. This is a business, and it can be a brutal business sometimes. But you are hard-pressed to find a player to say he was treated badly by Doug Melvin. And I think that's a legacy, too.
And along those lines, I think Doug is a classic guy that he'll take character over talent. He won't take the crazy talented guy when if he doesn't back it up by being a good person, too. Looking at what maybe Doug's most recent trade, it looks like this spring – no immediate results from that Yovani Gallardo trade. Sardinas, kind of not a great spring, and Corey Knebel already sent out to the minor leagues. But I'm wondering if there's from minor league camp, they're hearing much talk about Marcos Duplan, the 19-year-old that was in that trade, because I think he's going to be the big piece.
Well, he was a guy the Brewers liked a lot and, could end up being the best player when it's all said and done. Our Jonathan Mayo of MLB.com was over in minor league camp earlier this spring, and Duplan was over there with a mini camp that they had going on, and Jonathan loved his arm, said he was mid to upper 90s, looked like he was going to be a really good one. A young guy, though, and the Brewers have seen with some of their own that you have to be very, very patient with those guys. Willie Peralta is a great case, a guy who signed for a big bonus, big expectations, and it took him a long time down in the Dominican and then progressing through the minor leagues before he got up, and he struggled in the big leagues before kind of having a breakthrough in the last two seasons. So that was one of the interesting things talking to Doug Melvin the other day about just the nature of his job is the patience that it takes. I mean, even if Doug gets an extension, he's probably not going to see Duplan pitch in the big leagues. I mean, we're talking about a project that's going to be a lot of years in the making. And that's kind of an interesting thing. You're running a team and you're trying to win now and you're trying to build for the future, even if you're not going to be part of that future. And it's one of the challenges that GMs face.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, for Adam McKelvey, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.